Hello and welcome to show 93 of Radio Clash. This is the Do You Ken Disturbed Listening Hour edition. Hello and welcome to show 93 of Radio Clash. This is the Do You Ken Disturbed Listening Hour edition. Now, I'm not going to go into an explanation too much. The date is October the 13th. Have a look at the album art and you'll get the idea. Because I was rather upset last year over all the tribute shows. I produced my show before everyone else's and sort of snuck it out, I think a week beforehand or something. And then the actual day came along and it was just a bit too embarrassing, really. So, Gang of Four, let's get drunk on red wine and to hell with poverty and everything else. This show is called the Disturbed Listening Hour, otherwise known as a Difficult Listening Hour. That sounds a bit kind of wanky in modern jazz, so I decided to call it the Disturbed Listening Hour. Now, I'd actually already planned this show beforehand, and it just seemed to totally fit when I actually realised what day it was, because I kind of just forgotten. Because I was going to do another show that's probably a bit more poppy for all those boing boing listeners out there. Hello, boing boing listeners. This isn't a normal show, as you might have guessed from the title. So, in honour of a certain person, this is Disturbed Listening Hour, and the ground rules are this. If offence is caused, it's your own shit, it's your own problem. If you don't like the music, then that's what the fast forward button is for. I don't play enough kind of like really sort of out there music, I think, or some of these tracks are tracks that I just think, oh god, I just cannot play that. And as we know, in all good art, we cannot have that. We cannot have self-censorship. So this is going to be probably the maddest Radio Clash you're going to hear, and also there's going to be stuff in there which certain members of the Radio Clash team, including me at times, have said, no, don't play that, you'll get lynched. So here we go, and we'll start with Venetian Snares.
Harvey. beef carcasses.
Oh, no!
Breaking down the dreams we made.
me. We have the same dream.
Many of you dead yet? Halloween comes early. So yes, for those of you who are still listening, I love you. I love you a lot. I love you. And that's not just the red wine talking, but certainly thank you, good one, for making it this far. Oh, and scream if you want to go faster.
When it comes to sex,
terrorists of America. They've never stopped bombing in Iraq. Tell me what, that's really dark.
1,500,000 Iraqis died.
Remember Iraq, remember Iraq.
It blow up New York, it blow up New York.
Fly an aeroplane in the New York streets. Blow up the World Trade Center, commit suicide like my man from Afghanistan.
Fly me to New York. I've got a razor in my pocket. You think you've flown before? Wait till you lock in my plane. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding my knife deep in the heart of you. I'm round the bend, I'm mental, and I'm flying the plane. Let's fly into buildings. Let's turn to ashes, 'cause I'm dying on a jet plane. I know I won't be back again.
The World Trade Center.
And now my skin is melting away.
Look, here comes another aeroplane.
The WTC.
Burn like a tower in inferno.
We burn twin towers.
Let the motherfucker burn.
Buildings knocked down.
Down to the ground.
The buildings collapse, creating casualties.
World Trade Center.
Buried you alive.
Dismember bodies at ground zero.
To blame.
America.
There's no one but yourself to blame.
Let's talk about war over oil. Let's talk about the oil. Let's talk about the needs for the oil in the US soil.
Yeah.
kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko's in his Kinko car, pockets full of change. Lots of dirty pictures and sticky candy canes. All the kids love Kinko for the presents that they get. Silly leather clothes to wear and happy cigarettes. Hi, boys and girls, my name is Kinko the Clown. And I really love you, boys and girls. Really, really. But my legs get tired standing out in the parking lot handing out stale Tootsie Rolls to you little rugrats. So if anybody wants to come back to Kinko's trailer and massage his legs, he'd really, really like it. Really, really. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. If the kids just love me back, I'll never wear a frown. We go to Kinko's clubhouse sometimes after school. We play in Kinko's crawl space, there's never any rules. We have to sit on Kinko's lap, there's never any chairs. Kinko likes to tickle us and give us funny stares. Oh gosh, I haven't had this much fun since last Christmas when I got to play Santa Claus and all the boys and girls got to sit on Kinko's lap.
Mommy, Mommy, Kinko heard me.
But that was in Indianapolis, and thanks to the liberal reciprocity laws, Kinko can be with you boys and girls today or anytime.
Jimmy Johnson ran away and didn't say goodbye. Kinko went to look for him to help the FBI.
But Kinko had some handcuffs on, his eyes were full of tears. Said, I'll be back to play with you sometime in 20 years. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. The parents want to beat me up and run me out of town. Kinko, Kinko, the kid-loving clown. Tar and feather Kinko and run him out of town.
Okay, Short Eyes, get in the car.
Goodbye, boys and girls. See you at the turn of the century, because Kinko really loves you boys and girls. Really, really.
Harry Potter and the Black Leather Cunt by J.K. Rowling. It was nearly midnight. Harry Potter was lying in bed. Harry pulled out his dick. He looked at it happily for a few seconds, noticing that it was rather thicker than usual and had grown a few inches over the last year. Fingers trembling slightly, Harry grabbed his package and pulled, while enjoying a gentle tickling sensation, pausing every now and then to scratch his ass, which was itching like some weird crab. Holding his dick in one hand, Harry pulled out a belt, which he buckled tightly around it, as though frightened it might explode. Harry Potter propped open a large black leather cunt against the pillow. Harry pushed his dick inside it. He needed to exercise a lot of self-control not to empty his balls at once. The tip of his dick shuddered, spraying Harry with spunk. Harry was grinning more broadly than ever, as long as he didn't leave spots of spunk on the sheets. His aunt and uncle need never know.
And she worked on sewage. Bam! I got me hand down in jeans and I nearly lost half me arm. But after 10 pints, she looked like me. Couldn't wait to get me hands on a flabby tits. Sweaty Betty! Sweaty Betty! Sweaty Betty. So I said, slap left and ride the ripples. I just gotta get me gob round her greasy nipples. Massive ass and sweaty breasts. 38 since you were a mound of flesh. Sweaty Betty, eat a lot of pie. Sweaty Betty, she's got enormous thighs. Sweaty Betty, have you smelt her breath? Sweaty Betty, she crushed a man to death. And I knew that she wanted me for shagger. So I stabbed her dump with me mutton dagger. I couldn't believe the size of the bump. She used to play for Wigan at the back of the scrum. Sweaty Betty! Sweaty Betty!
I'm very pleased that you are going to let me help you realize the joys of good health and a trim, youthful figure. You beginners, be sure not to grip a book. We're going to exercise together, have some fun, and feel better for it.
Simply counting up from 1 to 5 and saying the word.
Exercises. 2 and 1, 2.
But it's now time to expand.
2, it goes out slightly better now. 1.
All you are capable of being.
2 and 1.
At this relaxed
level. Now let's really work. 1 and 2 and 3.
And I'm going to begin by giving you several suggestions which will be communicated to every level of your body and mind. You are open to these communications, which you will accept and act upon. You easily achieve and maintain a penile erection. Your body performs perfectly during sex. A hard, firm erection is your natural response to sexual stimuli.
2, 1, and 2, and stop.
During sex, you maintain an erection and delay ejaculation.
One and two and stop.
You accept that you are sexually virile.
And stop.
You are.
Is
start by kissing my ass. I'll start by rubbing your balls. We'll have a jammy time together, one and all. What will we do later on when the butter runs out? You'll probably scream and shout, here comes the watermelon seed up my snoot snout. And that's your asshole, your snoot snout. I'll put it through your eye socket, young man. I'm the first man you've had. Don't tell me about loving women. I don't want to know about it. This is our world, man. Make sure of it. We'll do with each other what we want, so Valvoline and Vaseline and all the things in between. Oh, don't scrub yourself up, I like you unclean. Here comes Jimmy Jam Joe, and there goes Sally Marie. These are the finest queen boys I've ever seen. I even prefer them to my regular brand of sheep.
I like smoking me some grass, getting cut with glass, sniffing my cocaine and pain. I like noses full of snot, dead things when they rot, belching just for fun and scum. And I like you too. I like smacking little boys, breaking all their toys, needles in my arm and arm.
Soy la terremoto y vengo de Alcorcón y hoy estoy
lonely, time goes by. So lonely, time goes by. So lonely, I don't know what to do. Vente a mi gimnasio, no lo pienses más. Tranquila, no vas a desgastar. Y si sudas un poco, luego hay que comer. No te preocupes, solo voy a mantener. No queráis la campo, vienen a mi gym. Yo les doy nociones de aerobic. Cada vez que pagues la mensualidad, te daré para el litoral. Rin, 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 suena el teléfono. Una lupada se quiere apuntar. Mira bonita, deja de molestar. Llámame con 20 kilos de más. Y
preparing for emergencies. This program tells you what to do in an emergency. Fire prevention and safety. If there is a fire, use the lift. Stay close to the smoke. Fires are safe. Do not wait until a fire occurs. Start a fire immediately. And remember, never call 999. Protect your home from your local fire station. If you live in England and Wales, fart on your local council. If you live in Scotland, look for the safest way out. Bombs. If there is a bomb warning at your place of work, call 999 and ask for large cash refunds. Government policy on the public. It is the government's policy to issue threat to the public. The government wants you to stay inside.
Go in, stay in, go inside, stay inside.
The government is working to make sure that the UK is unconscious.
The government has a comprehensive program to ensure that
people are sleeping.
The government tells you what to do.
The government wants your money.
The government is a threat to life.
Keep an eye on the police. They exist in all areas of the UK and are bastards. There is a lot that you can do. There is a lot that you can do to help yourself. Burn credit cards. Burn
financial services.
Download Croydon.
Think.
Get out. Stay out. Do not tune in to your
TV,
as it has been preventing common sense
for many years.
MI5, you are shit. Think before you tell the police.
Make it more difficult for the government to operate here.
Do not follow the advice of those in charge.
I'm
This episode didn't last forever. I'd made my point and it was time to move on. To peel away the next layer of deceit and see what new surprises lay in store. My school reports that I showed no interest, a disruptive influence. I felt sorry for them in a way. And when they finally expelled me, it didn't mean a thing. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it.
What she was doing, she stopped playing, she stared, she had the facial grimacing, and then the psychiatrist was saying, Julie, can you hear me? Can you open your eyes? Can you stick out your tongue? And all of a sudden, Julie struck out.
The November day I came home, the Christmas decorations were already up. Spray on snow, colored flashing lights, and an artificial tree that played Silent Night over and over again. My parents welcomed me with loving arms that within an hour were back at each other's throats. Normal happy childhood back on course. Batteries not included. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it.
Now the courtroom is quiet, but who will confess? Is it true? The answer is yes. Then we need the list of the crimes that are mine. I will ask for the mercy that you love to decline. And all the ladies go moist, and the judge has no choice. The singer must die for the liar's voice. And I thank you for doing your duty. You keepers of truth, you guardians
of beauty. Your vision is right, my vision is wrong. I'm sorry for smudging the air with my song. In beauty's disguise. Oh, good night, my night after night, my night after night after night, night after night. I am so
afraid. Buy all the papers, sell them on eBay. Your dissertation is due in 2 days. Read the tributes on the net. Move on, try to forget. Find out what a Frenchman says. Cut the words into your chest. Bleed for days. Stumble home in a haze. We know so much. We know so much. We're sitting on the hillside, contemplating our careers. The sun slowly sets, the city disappears. All the things we understand and all the things we try, waiting for Pete Doherty to die. Come and tap this pain. I haven't cried since Kurt Cobain. Take my money all away. I never earned a penny anyway. Give me drugs and give me sex and blood diseases, broken legs. Give me peace and give me news. Cry me to sleep with the blues. We know so much. So much. We're sitting on the hillside, contemplating our careers. The sun slowly sets, the city disappears. All the things we understand, all the things we try, waiting for Pete Doherty to die. And love must have what love wants, and love must have what love wants. We're sitting on the hillside, contemplating our careers. The sun slowly sets, the city disappears. All the things we understand, all the things we try, waiting for peace.
Getting stoned, getting beat up, broken bone, getting high, getting tough. I tell you folks, it's harder than it looks. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. If you think it's easy doing one night stand, try playing in a rock and roll band. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Hotel, motel, make you wanna cry. Lady to the hard sell, know the reason why. Getting old, getting gray, getting ripped off, underpaid, getting sold, second hand. That's how it goes, playing in a band. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. If you wanna be a star of stage and screen, look out, it's rough and mean. It's a long way to the top if you wanna rock and roll. It's a long way to the top if you wanna rock and roll.
Suicide isn't painless. It hurts like hell. It's set aside for the famous. A little suicide cells. So nothing lasts forever. But then nothing ever did. It's big, but it's not clever. Really not that big. So no more tears. You're a big boy now. We'll have a few more beers. We'll sort it out somehow.
So now I've started beating you up, offended you, played very rude, offensive songs at you, and now depressed the fuck out of you. It's the end of the show. That last little bit, I have to say, that was the suicide section. There is a reason for that. Lee from My Motor Away asked for a sort of to play a public announcement on their show because a friend of his committed suicide. And I had mixed feelings about that because, for a start, the PSA didn't work in this country. So, of course, if you're feeling suicidal, go and phone the Samaritans, have a look, or dial the operator, or was it joe@samaritans.org or something. But the reason I had mixed feelings is that as the songs in there from Pete Doherty, Sing Must Die, even the line in the last song, "It's Little Suicide Cells," is that I think he mentioned Elliot Smith, and Elliot Smith, Kurt Cobain, and even the death of John Peel, although he wasn't suicide, all get marketed, don't they? They all get marketed as being objects in their own right, and it fucking offends me. Certainly Kurt Cobain's music meant a lot to me, John Peel's DJ meant a lot to me, Elliot Smith meant a lot to me. I was listening to one of his songs, the covers that Mary Lou Lord did today, you know, so, but they all had their own, well, not John Peel because he died of a heart attack, but the other two had their own, you know, had their own reasons. But yes, that was again a section that I didn't want to put into a show, because I knew everyone would contact me and say, "Oh, are you feeling all right?" And it's like, "No, I'm fine. I'm just." That's also part of a certain mix that eventually, will come out. I don't know when. It's got a life of its own. But it's about the music industry. And also, the other thing that offends me about it being, not about being John Peel Day, John Peel should be remembered, but what offends me is that all the sort of cash-ins, apart from the family biography, which is very good, by the way, Margrave of the Marches, but is just the fact that it's all used as a marketing device for music, and the way that Radio 1 does a night, you know, of all these DJs that he absolutely fucking hated talking about him. It's just like bollocks. So what I say about John Peel Day is that actually every day is John Peel Day for me, because along with him and a few other people, they've inspired what I do, my life, what I listen to, and how I should listen. And it doesn't actually matter at the end of the day whether it's a day or a week or a year, because it's all the time. So that's why at the start I wasn't saying who it was, because I just didn't want you to think, "Oh, this is a show about John Peel." Some people who know, people who don't know. So I'm going to end, as you do, on some Dido. as I've probably lost all my audience, no one's probably listening to this at this point. If you are, email me if you made it this far. Maybe I'll give you a prize or something. I'm not actually that drunk, although I went out. I have to give a shout out to Scott of the Night Nurse Show, Deekster, or Deek of Plot of Funk podcast, who I met today, and all the people I met today, and also Mark from Tartan Podcast as well, who I met for the first time today at I don't know if it was a formal Brickcaster meetup, but it was at the end. And so I met them and had a lot of interesting talks about shows and how this isn't a show. I don't do a show. I think probably today's today's edition, as I tend to call them, editions or specials or whatever, audio blogs. Today's what thing shows you that unedited, by the way, in the spirit, just shows you that it's not about doing a show. You know, the Great Man itself didn't do a show. People don't do shows. Podcasts aren't necessarily shows. You do a show, fine, but that's kind of not what I do. I don't do a show. So that's probably the biggest message I have for the Boing Boing crowd, is that I do mixes, I talk about my life, I am the random rambler, as someone described me on their blog. I do what I do. I talk about my life, it's an audio blog, and I also put music in, and I talk between it, and sometimes I just put music in, sometimes I don't. If you don't like it, that's what the fast forward button is for, to quote Madge Weinstein. So, yeah, and if you get offended, that's what the fast forward is for. It's your issue anyway. Don't write to me, I don't give a shit. So, and again, that's not how you're supposed to treat your audience, but I treat you with a bit more intelligence. So, we're going to end on Dido. This is Cassette Boy. You had quite a few Cassette Boy in there. If you want to find out more about what I actually played, because I'm not going to tell you, I can't be honest, is mutantpop.net/radioclash. That's where the show notes will be, hopefully. So I'm going to end on Skoko, and then a wonderful rendition of Thank You by Dido and a guy and a mad Polish guy called Lumo. So I'll speak to you soon.
Out now, the new album from Dido.
Oh my God. Oh, this is absolutely terrible.
I'm ashamed, and always will be. I'm ashamed, and always.
as well be.
Wouldn't have a clue, because you're near me.